Yes, how you doing? I'm looking for Ana Gonzalez. This is Sergeant Contreras with the Dallas Police Department's Public Integrity Unit. Hey, how you doing, ma'am? Hey, I'm calling about an incident that we were advised you were a witness to that occurred back on April 13th. I guess there was an argument with a Miss Billy Ray Johnson in the office there at City Hall.
But who was the incident with?
Billy Ray Johnson and...
Well, she's like my supervisor at work.
Uh-huh. Did you hear that there was some kind of incident between her and Councilmember Griggs?
And Griggs.
Yeah.
I mean, basically he was arguing with her. She wasn't arguing back.
Oh, she wasn't arguing back, and what was he
no.
saying?
No. They were talking about He was opposed to the Trinity River Project. They were going to have a meeting on it on the Thursday the 16th, and he came in saying that basically he wanted to know we have posted the meeting on time.
Okay.
And which they did. They did miss the post on time. And he was arguing that, no, they didn't post it on time, that he was, you know, they had to be like 72 hours, something like that. Basically, he was arguing about that.
Okay.
But she was just basically listening.
So she was just listening? She was staying quiet?
Yeah, she was just listening. She was, you know, telling them. She was just basically telling them, yeah, you know, they posted on time, and that was it. And then she got a hold of, I forget what his name is, the manager or something?
Yeah, you said the city manager.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So she got a hold of them so they could come down and explain, I guess better explain, and then she was just basically out of it.
Oh, okay.
Once they came down, him and I guess his assistant, once they came down, she was just basically out of it. Like, you know, they came down, they posted it on time, and then basically Greg just wanted to, he wanted basically details of how the meeting was going to go.
Right.
And they didn't give him anything, like, because there wasn't anything planned, I guess, at that time. And he was like, no, there has to be something planned out. You just don't want to, you know, tell me the truth. You're hiding the truth, something like that.
Okay. So, did you hear anything specifically that he say? Did he say anything threatening or anything to that effect?
Threatening?
Yeah.
Like towards Ms. Johnson?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me see, that I can think of. Not towards her, that I can remember, not towards her.
Okay.
He was basically, because I know when she got on the phone to call the city manager, he did cuss out loud, but it was directed towards the city manager.
You
it wasn't
he
towards
out loud? Town.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
That was loud.
He cussed out loud, but it was directed towards the city manager, not towards Miss Johnson.
Yes, she was on the line with them, and I guess they were, I don't know if they were on speaker or not, but basically he said it in a way that so the city manager could hear it. And we had people in the office, and they also heard it, so it was pretty
loud.
So
what specifically did he say?
I'm trying to remember what explicit word he used. I'm trying to think he used the F-bomb.
Oh, so he just dropped the F-bomb?
Yeah.
So you heard him using profanity, but you didn't hear him making any threats or anything like that?
Not threats towards Ms. Johnson, no.
Okay.
That I can remember, no. Okay. I don't think it's... I mean, he was pretty upset. He was pretty... He's opposed to the project. So I guess he wanted to sound or look in a way that's threatening, but I don't think he ever threatened her.
Okay. And you were there for the entire incident, correct?
Yes, from the time that he walked in to the time he left. Yes.
From the second he walked in to the second he left. Did you ever hear him make the statement towards Miss Johnson that he would break her fucking fingers?
No.
No, and you said and you
no.
were there from the second he got there to the second he left.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and you never heard that?
I mean, as far as I can recall, no.
Okay.
I know he dropped the F-bomb, but it wasn't toward, I don't think it was directed towards her, no.
Okay, and just so I get it right, he did drop the F-bomb, but he said it more in a way so that the city manager can hear him over the telephone.
Yes, because I know when he dropped it, she was trying to, you know, get them to come down so they can explain.
Okay.
So No, I know she had him on the line when he dropped the
F-bomb. Okay. Ma'am, I know it's late, but if you come out to your residence, would you make a written statement for us?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind. But right now, I'm not at my home. I'm at, we're eating out with my family.
Okay, about what time will you be home?
What time is it right now?
9:25.
By 10, I'll be home by 10.
You'll be home by 10, and what's your address?
Yes.
In Dallas?
Yes.
And let me just make sure I got that right. Okay, thank you very much, ma'am.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.